Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The left fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting fifth. The DH, Chris James. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pecota hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Webster. Pecota reaches second base with a double. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cole throws the ball into Manto, who tags Perry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pecota scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cole takes first base on ball four. Mitch Webster, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Cole. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Cole steals second. Mitch Webster, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Cole steals third. Jerry Brown, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Brown reaches second base with a double. Cole scores. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McFarlane moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Manto hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pecota is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tartabull is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler is 0-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eisenreich is 0-1 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cole is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cole is hit by the pitch. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Webster is 0-1 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Cole. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Cole steals second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Manto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane is 0-1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stillwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James is 0-1 in the game. James strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 0-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pecota is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Pecota hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perry is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Manto is 0-1 in the game. Manto strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brookins is 0-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cole is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Cole. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Cole steals second. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Webster is 0-2 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Webster reaches second base with a double. Cole scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Webster. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Webster steals third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brown is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webster tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Farr now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-1. James is 0-2 in the game. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. Manto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pecota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cole. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Cole steals second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Firmin now playing shortstop. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Jeff Schultz pinch hits for Pat Tabler. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perry moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Schultz now playing right field. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich, who is chasing the ball. James reaches third base with a triple. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.